Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
When I got the fight on in the college football playoff, insert NBA game, I'm going to have Hard Rock jamming in the background. Will not be Bing Crosby.
No Bing?
No Bing.
Well,
I might be bada binging if I'm lucky, you know what I'm saying? Nola McGraw. Nola, what's going on in your world over there?
On that note,
yes.
Well, we can talk a little Orioles here. A continuation of yesterday. We were talking about Michael King because the Orioles were in on him, but less than 24 hours later, he's going back to San Diego, which I'm laughing to myself last night when I see this news. Didn't even cross my mind that San Diego would be interested in bringing him back. But it makes sense. They lose Dylan Cease, right? He goes to Toronto, so now even more imperative that they get starting pitching. But now I'm starting to wonder how the rest of the starting pitcher market is going to play out. There's only been three notable guys to sign so far. I mentioned Cease, King, and Merrill Kelly, the only other one. He returns to Arizona for $20 million a year. Now, what these guys are getting compared to projections ahead of free agency, in some cases, a little bit more. In the case of Michael King, significantly more. So $25 million a year and fully guaranteed. I know that's a sticking point for you, Bob.
That's crazy.
I'm comparing these to Kylie McDaniel, friend of the show. He had projections ahead of the offseason, and he's as in tune as anybody. Jeff Passan co-signed his numbers here and his figures. He saw Michael King getting $19 million a year. It's a pretty big jump to get to 25. Now, Dylan Cease, everyone was saying, oh, my God, what a gross overpay. Kylie McDaniel said 29 a year, he gets 30. So that's not insane. The insane part, probably more so the years. Seven instead of the standard five. And in the case of Merrill Kelly, for those curious, $20 million a year, although it is just for 2 years, projected at 17 and a half. So across the board here, we are going above projections, which leads me to the two big fish that are still on the board, Framber Valdez and Ranger Suarez. Now, both of those guys, Kylie McDaniel had in the upper 20s, certainly no higher than $30 million a year. And I'm wondering now, because of what happened with Cease, even more so what's happened here with Michael King, does that push those guys' market even further into the stratosphere?
Possibly. And with King, he's got opt-outs after the first 2 years of the deal. And unlike Dylan Cease, he's had injury problems, Michael King here, over the last year or so. I'm still all in on Valdez and Suarez. I still think they're going to make a trade for a pitcher if Scooble's available, and you get mixed reports on that. By the way, how about the United States got Scooble and Skeens pitching in the World Baseball Classic? Good luck with that. Damn. Insert country here. You got, if I'm the Orioles, I'm all in the left side of the menu for that guy. But realistically, sure. You would have to think so, because if you're an agent worth your salt, Michael King, he's not even in the same, no pun intended, ballpark as these two guys in regards to track records, proven definitely in the postseason for Suarez. Yeah, unfortunately for Mike Elias, again, it's not our money. But you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, the tag went up, and maybe the guaranteed years possibly, and that stupid opt-out. Alonso did the Orioles a solid. Nothing happened in there. Buy your 25 jersey. It's going to last. I don't know about the starting pitcher guys, though.
I mean, as long as it's not after the first year, I'm okay with that. Like, if you got a big deal, like if you're going to go cease territory, which he didn't get any opt-outs, he's locked in. But say you sign someone for 7 years, and after three, there's an opt-out. I think that'd be ideal because it protects you. Well, not really. I don't know. If the guy gets hurt, I don't know what I'm saying.
Now you're screwed. But your point, 2 years, then you're looking at, you know, free agency starting to hit with Adley. Gunner's going to be there. Arbitration's already a reality. Same with Westberg. So we got this window that's still open. I think it's, 2 years before it starts to get real financially. Then it closes a little bit with your younger prospects. If you can get one of those guys to stick around for 2 years, you're going to be World Series contenders for 2 years.
Right. So between the rising cost here for the starting pitcher market, also the fact that we can pretty comfortably say that Valdez and Suarez aren't going to sign anytime soon. It's probably going to be, you know, February-ish, maybe even later.
No idea.
I mean, that's the trend with big-name starting pitching. I mean, it's been that way for years. So with both of those things in mind, maybe that turns up the heat to get a trade done, right? Because if you're all in on Valdez and you get him, that's great. And it's great that they're all in to begin with. But, all right, someone puts in a last-second bid at the last second and beats you on the deal, and now you're left empty-handed. I'd like to see Mike Elias then, all right, let's get the trade for, you know, the number 3, 4, or 5 guy done first, because, again, I really don't think those two big names are in any rush to sign. They're going to wait for even more of the market to develop, and at this rate, they could push their money even further. So get a trade done now. Also, with the Alonso thing done, let's get a trade done with either Mountcastle or Mayo or both, whatever it takes.
I'm throwing back.
So
get him out
both of those things could be linked. I mean, that could be Mayo could be the piece that gets you the pitcher. So that would be next in order of operations for Mike Elias, in my opinion.
And I don't want to come off that arrogant with get rid of them both, because, you know, Mountie's been a good, solid contributor to the team. Injuries have, stunted whatever growth he had. But if you got Alonso, Basayo, there's no room at the end. There's no vacancy at first base. They're going to need another catcher, too, because if Basayo's going to be DH and playing some first base, I mean, Alonso did play 162 games. That brings up an interesting scenario. Oh, and I know we're past top of the hour. It's 105.7 The Fan. Vinny Haney, 105.7 and Nolan McGraw. We got news from the Nest. Did you see the John Means news yesterday?
Oh, man. Terrible.
You talk about a guy that's got bad injury luck. There, in the dictionary, bad injury luck, there's a picture of John Means.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.